This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about Jalen Royals and the Royals all in one segment. Let's start with the baseball team. We haven't talked much about the baseball team. You know what? The Royals had a really, really good week. The Royals did exactly what they were supposed to do. And when we are done talking about the NFL draft, when we come back to baseball in full, you know what? The Royals might be over 500 when we do that. You guys know my saying, you cannot make the postseason in April, but boy, can you miss the postseason in April. And we have watched enough Royals baseball, and we have seen plenty of times that the Royals have missed the postseason in April. And let me tell you, it was not trending well. In fact, it looked like a lot of the Royals teams that we grew up with. But you know what they did this week? They did exactly what they were supposed to do. Now, they got a lot of work to do. They're 4.5 games back of the Detroit Tigers. Obviously, a lot of time to go. They are in a log jam when it comes to the wild card. Obviously, way too early to be having those conversations. What they have done this week by sweeping the Colorado Rockies and winning their series against the Astros and now having themselves one game under 500 is put them back in the conversation. That's all they needed to do. Very few teams have created separation in the American League. It's early. All you had to do was not drown. And you're still hoping that you can figure out the offense. I mean, your offense is still not good. In fact, only one team in the American League has scored fewer runs than you have scored. You still got a lot of stuff to figure out. But you know what? You're winning games. You're around 500. And you still got a lot of time to turn things around when it comes to this offense. So, great week for the Kansas City Royals. The exact week that they needed coming off of 2 weeks ago where they basically lost every single game for the week. So, Rob, I know we're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about baseball. I understand that the NFL draft is the number one story, and we'll get back to it. But I at least want to highlight that the Royals did exactly what they were supposed to do. You and I didn't care how they did it against the Colorado Rockies. They had to win that series. They not only won that series, they swept that series. And for whatever reason, this is always the right time to play Houston. You know who Houston is? They're like Michigan State. You know the best time to play Michigan State? It's in November. It's in that Champions Classic. Because you know at the end of the season, Michigan State's going to be a 3 seed and you don't want them in your region. You know that Houston's going to win 89 games and be a favorite to win the World Series. But for whatever reason, they just always get off to slow starts. This happened last year when the Royals swept them at Kauffman Stadium. They're hovering around 500. You did what you were supposed to do this week. You live to fight another day. That's exactly what you've done, winning, what, 5 of their 6 games in this homestand. You're now one game under 500. And now, as we are closing out the month, you will be around 500, and you live to play another month, and we'll see how May works for the Kansas City Royals.
And to continue everything you're saying, we talked about how it was tread water when the schedule was difficult. Now, we can disagree about the level of difficulty the Royals had coming out of the gate, but they're a 500 club right now. Their next 19, 20 games, this is the time to start getting fat and happy. They got the Rays for 3. The Rays are sub 500. Then they got Baltimore for 3 more. You beat Baltimore already, and they're sub 500. Then you get the White Sox. Boy, that is the time to really eat.
For sure.
Before you then take on Boston, who's okay, Houston again. Houston in May is similar to Houston in April. They don't really care yet. And then you get St. Louis for a 3-game stretch, who's sub 500.
They're not good either.
This is the time where, okay, you play after 30 games, you're 14-15, maybe 14-16 after tomorrow. We'll just see. Your next 20, though, you got a chance to be 12-8. And if you're, what, 26-23 in the next month, No one's going to be upset with the Royals. No one.
No, not at all. So Royals, hey, you have put yourself in a position. That's all we asked you to do. Think about it like a video game. You have unlocked the next stage.